Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Now, this is not day one of this course. This is just an FAQ, because you, Saga, have just finished the whole course.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. So, we have some questions, and so I think we should just go ahead and ask you some of these. It's good for everyone to know before you go ahead and start this class or this course. I've picked a few ones. Let's go ahead and ask you what your expectation was coming in to this course versus what you think you've been able to achieve.
Well, going in, I had no idea exactly how far you'd get in just 3 months. I mean, it's not a lot of time if you think of it in the big picture. Mm. My expectations for how much I would learn weren't all that high, but still looking back, I think I know a lot more Chinese now than I did when I started.
I would sure hope so.
No, but it's quite impressive how far you can get if you just follow this course. Mm. Like, we have lessons twice a week, and then we review, like you put out some Spotify. Like, you can listen to Spotify to listen to dialogues and just hear the words again. Mm. And just by following these two things and making sure you stick with it every day, you actually get quite far.
Yes. Now, Saga is an excellent student. I should mention that as well. Not everyone will be as excellent and smart as you. Saga has done some flashcards on our website, but you mainly studied through Spotify. You have the website, you have Spotify, you have the course on Udemy as well, and on other platforms as well. So go ahead and study it wherever you want to. Lovely. And did it end up being as much time spent as I said in the beginning? Was it those two lessons every week and then you rehearsed the material? Did you have to do much else?
No, but I will admit that I wasn't very good with actually sticking to it.
I didn't want to be the one saying
Maybe I didn't review as much as I should have.
Okay.
So I ended up like the day before a lesson, I would just like try to cram it all in there, like a dress rehearsal before we started.
Was that wise?
No.
Okay.
Would not say that.
Unexpected. Second, what was the hardest thing with the course, about the course?
Well, for me, this will not apply to anyone else, because for me, it's that I have to learn another language while using my second language. We're both Swedish, and so I have to think and talk in English while learning Chinese while being recorded by a camera and a microphone. And I'm an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
And also an introvert that has insanely high standards for herself. So I hate feeling like I'm not instantly good at something. Mm. And that was the biggest frustration with me. Like, you can hear it in this course. Like, you can hear me get frustrated. And sometimes we may even have to, like, take a little break and get me collected again, because I'm just like, no, I'm doing so poorly. And that has been, like, I feel this pressure to perform in front of everyone else, because I also have to be, like, the ambassador of sorts, the representative of everyone listening.
I don't want to be the villain here or anything, but I probably am. Now, I gave this course to you for free, or offered it to you for free, so hopefully there's some benefit to that, as opposed to what everyone else is offering. I'm offering to everyone else, which is having to pay a little bit. Second question would be, tagging on to the second question, hardest and now the easiest thing about the course, what do you think that was, if there ever was one?
Well, one thing is that we learn all the words and then use them as building blocks. Mm. So you keep reintroducing them and reminding me that, oh, we did learn this one, and like sort of tying the bag together. And another thing that I do appreciate is that the grammar is not as big of a pain in the ass as some languages. Like, if you think about German or French or Italian, maybe, you have to actually consider the gender of the words. And, like, everything changes depending on if this chair is a dude or if it's a female or stuff like that. And Chinese does not do that. Like, we barely have to add any prepositions at all.
Can you give me an example of something?
Hungry.
Hungry, yeah?
How do you say it?
You say that. And you say as well.
Yeah.
Good. That's a very good example, just saying instead of I am hungry. You say
Or like, where book instead of where is the book.
Mm.
Where book.
And also, can you think of some, examples of words that are easy ones? Because I really agree with this, but I don't want to be the one showing you why or telling you why. But can you think of some words that are easy that once you've picked up some other words, you can put them together with building blocks of a useful character, I mean, that you can reuse a lot of times but that you like? 字,
快字, 海字.
Yeah. What does 字 do then? What does 字 do then?
It makes it into a noun, right?
Into a noun. Makes anything into a noun. So you just put anything. Put
so you get there. From fat to fat.
Fatty,
well,
yeah.
Fatty, yeah, because it can be a fat cat as well, but it's a fatty.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
That is very nice indeed. You have words like hua, fire, you can put it with mountain, you get volcano, you put with vehicle, you get
train.
Mm. You put it with chicken, fire chicken.
Oh yeah, you get a turkey.
You get a turkey.
I don't really fully follow the logic behind that one, but...
You're welcome.
Also, you will hear me challenge just about any word that Felix brings me in this entire course.
Yeah, that was not part of the FAQ though, but yes.
No.
Will Felix be challenged? Yes. Short answer, yes.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips for future students? Specifically like study tips or anything to think about that you... Yeah.
Well, first of all, don't do what I did, which was not... I didn't listen as well as I should have to the reviewing stuff, review material. Actually, just... Legitimately try to squeeze that in, even if it's just while you're doing other stuff. And also, you don't have to have the pressure of needing to learn everything that we say in one lesson the first time that you hear it. You can like repeat the lessons over and over, even while you're just doing something else. Mm. Like if you're cooking, just have it on in the background, because the knowledge is going to like sort of stick to you. Better if you keep repeating it, even if you don't listen with 100% attention.
Mm. The main effort will be put in during the lesson. After that, I'll mention this throughout the course as well, but then after that, as soon as you've learned it, your brain knows how to digest this. You just have to let it digest it a few times, maybe.
Yeah.
Perfect. What makes this course different?
Well, I did actually, like, when we were midway through this course, I think, I actually tried... Chinese with Duolingo, so that's all I can really speak from experience. And I feel like what we did is we take part of the word and explain what this means, and then the other part of the word, like we explain all the building blocks, or we, me, you, explain all the building blocks so that we fully understand what this word means when we put them together and how we can use it and what like double or triple meanings it also has. I feel like Duolingo just sort of throws a new word at you, doesn't fully describe what it does, and then you just have to repeat that word 5,000 times.
Mm.
And you don't, you just get the translation of the entire sentence. You don't really know what this word means. So I feel like you get a full understanding.
Yeah, kind of treats you. I don't. I like Duolingo. I studied for Japanese as well. Only because there's nothing like domino Japanese yet. But I like it. It works well. But yeah, you need to know its limitations. And I think it treats you like a little kid almost. And many other courses do that too. Like this is my biggest pride as well. Thank you for saying that as well. Our course makes sense and it gives you the tools and then you make the language. Would you agree with that? Mm. Good. The rest is show and tell or watch and tell. Watch and learn.
Watch and learn.
Watch and learn, yeah.
Or listen and learn.
Yeah, or we'll see as things progress throughout the course, but you'll definitely, all these things, I hope they stem true.
Yeah.
And you'll probably, thus will be proven, this that will be proven throughout the course, which you're about to enjoy now. Enjoy and
have fun. Yourself.